For decades now, the writer H.P. Lovecraft has terrified a following of readers with stories of monsters and aliens roaming Antarctica. Now, thanks mostly to social media, Lovecraft is getting attention from a new generation of horror fans. And as Catherine Welch of Rhode Island Public Radio reports, his hometown of Providence, though far from the South Pole, is aiming to capitalize.
The pulp fiction short stories of H.P. Lovecraft are filled with monsters and mysterious creatures from outer space. They have names like Cthulhu and Yog-Sothoth.
You almost kind of feel like you're reading someone's diary entries from their horrible experiences exploring some forgotten backwater of New England.
Sounds like something you want to build a conference around, right? Well, that's just what Niels Hobbs did this past August when he revived the dormant H.P. Lovecraft literary conference, Necronomicon.
How marketing savvy is it to have a very long name that nobody can pronounce at your event?
Yeah, maybe it's not as easy as, I don't know, Lovecraft Con or something like that.
But it signaled to fans that this was no Lovecraft Palooza. This was a serious literary conference, and it worked. Hobbs estimates 1,200 people from around the globe converged on Providence. You could pick them out in their black T-shirts with science fiction references you didn't get. They came from New Zealand, Europe, Central America. And they got down on the dance floor at the Lovecraft Ball wearing masks, horns, and hoods as an organist cranked out creepy tunes. Taking it all in was Vic Cabal. He came from Pennsylvania.
I've read a lot of the books. I've never been to Providence. So it's kind of amazing to see all the sites and actually where he wrote about and the different places he visited.
Local businesses latched on and held their own events. Officials say the Lovecraft Convention pumped some $600,000 into the local economy. Now Providence is catering to Lovecraft fans. There's an official H.P. Lovecraft Memorial Square. The Historical Society is working on markers for walking tours. And conference organizer Niels Hobbs says if you want a virtual tour of H.P. Lovecraft's Providence, there's an app for that.
Where you can go to a certain Lovecraft site and get a story with it, and it also overlays images from Lovecraft's life.
A new exhibit at the Providence Athenaeum features a silent movie based on a Lovecraft story and a new bronze bust of the author. Athenaeum librarian Kate Woodhouse says ever since the bust appeared, so have Lovecraft fans, who are making the pilgrimage almost every day.
We knew that the event would attract a lot of people and a lot of attention, but didn't realize how much we would become associated with Lovecraft by taking the bust, and that that would continue for us. So it's great.
Conference organizer Niels Hobbs says this is just the beginning. He's already planning for another conference in 2015 tied to Lovecraft's 125th birthday. For that one, he's preparing for an even bigger crowd. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Providence.